Odd Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
It's time for Hot Cares now, and Sarah Murphy is in the spotlight for just a moment. Sarah currently runs an animal rescue center and was called to assist with 65, let's just say that again, 65 abandoned cats. And Sarah stepped in without hesitation. Now, many of them were in incredibly poor condition. We'll find out more from Sarah in a second. Covered in fleas and sores, and quite honestly, suffering from a lot of health problems. And here's the absolute miracle. Sarah has since arranged shelter and works tirelessly to restore their health. So Sarah, welcome to Hot Cares, and thank you for taking the time to come and have a chat to us about these 65 abandoned cats. I know how it works. It was 65 at time of writing. Is it more now?
Luckily, no, it's still 65.
Right.
And we still have our work cut out with those 65 to get them back in good health.
Wow, that is a lot. Take us back right to the beginning when you first took responsibility for 65 cats. What condition were they in and how did they end up being in that condition?
So basically, when I first went to see them, it was very obvious that they were not in a good condition. You know, they were all scratching. Some were drooling from dental issues. Basically, some had old scabs and sores on their back from the fleas and, you know, had anemia from it as well. So that was the first initial, you know, look at them. And then as we started to bring some of them to the vet, we realized they were actually in much worse condition than we first thought.
Yeah.
So some have had some major dentals to get them back. And we've had our first cat that was tested FIV positive, which is feline AIDS. So we're now dealing with that as well.
Sure.
So each one will have to be tested as we go through the 65 to see what status is.
You know, caring for so many cats must come at an enormous cost. And I'm not just talking financially, I'm talking emotionally. What kind of cost has this been to you, to the people around you who are involved, and of course, those animals?
Yeah. You know, look, it is a huge emotional toll. I wasn't sure that I could take this on and look after 65 cats. But, you know, in a way, I thought, you know, we're their only hope. And I thought, you know, I've got to give it a try. I couldn't walk away and leave them. Out of the 65 cats, there's about 15 to 20 that are super friendly. The rest are feral and will have to stay in our retirement home, you know, for the rest of their lives. So, you know, we'll look after them. But there's some super friendly ones that we really need to get in some good homes. Yeah. They deserve it.
What does that mean in terms of costs? Because I'm just hearing money here, Sarah.
Yeah, everything's money. So, you know, we'll need the funds to get the friendly cats, you know, vet ready. So they'll need to be tested, deworm, defleed, vaccinated, you know, anything. Maybe they might need a dental. We need to get them all that done before we even put them up for adoption.
And where are you getting the money at the moment?
You know, sponsorship, as in just asking people, can they help? And wow, we've had some wonderful people come through because the cats had no beds, you know, even for winter. So now we've got some beds and blankets and, you know, things like that. And, you know, when it comes to the vet, we've only afforded so far to get the first three to the vet.
Yeah.
And we're trying to come up with fundraising ways to actually get the rest.
It's usually at this point in any interview with Hot Cares where I turn back to the person who I'm speaking to, and I'm going to do the same with you and just tip my hat to say, we salute you for doing some amazing work with animals which can't speak for themselves and can't look after themselves in such a vulnerable place. So thank you from all of us who
thank
are listening,
you.
And thank you from Hot Cares as well. I'm on the phone this afternoon to give you a bit of good news. I'd like to tell you that Hot Cares and Hot 1027 would like to offer you 10,000 Rand a month for the next 4 months towards cat food and litter, which will come to 40,000 Rand. And in addition to that, Hot Cares is going to contribute 20,000 Rand towards the cat's vet bills to make it up to 60,000 Rand, which we hope will be able to solve some of the rehoming problems, some of those vet bills, and just the care of those cats, which will in turn make the cats' lives and your life a lot easier as well.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack and faint at the same time.
Don't do that. No.
Oh my word, are you serious? Oh my word, I don't know what to say. I've got goosebumps. I can't believe it. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much, Hot Cares. I'm going to cry as well. Thank you so much.
Sarah, thank you for all the amazing work that you're doing from all of us at Hot 102.7, from Hot Cares, and from our audience who have made it possible by donating so generously.
Wow, wow, wow. Thanks so much again.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.